Good morning and welcome to this episode of the AdDrop Podcast. It's funny when I look at the list of guests I've had and I look back at this is my first chance to actually talk to the first baseball coach I've ever spoken to on this show. He is the head baseball coach at Lipscomb University, Jeff Forehand. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you guys for having me.
Anytime. Now, you have been at Lipscomb. I think this is going into your 18th season. Do you still get nerves before the start of each season?
Nerves. I don't know if it's nerves anymore when you get as old as I am. I think it's excitement probably. Every time every coach goes into each season thinking that their team's got the we've got the next we got the answer and the next best team is coming up. And so I think the excitement level probably is more maybe anxious more than nervous, but just excited about getting it started every year.
Now, by the time folks read it, you have played 8 games. What is your early reaction to the game so far? What have you seen that you liked?
Well, I don't want to be negative, but starting out, we just haven't played as well as I think we're capable of playing, at this moment, up to this moment. We played a solid game on Tuesday night against Middle Tennessee, and we just haven't we've probably given more away, and that's the whole adage about college baseball. It's like, most of the time games are lost instead of won, and I think we've been on the giving away end, just in, self-inflicted issues that we've hadn't been able to overcome. We did score 17 runs on Saturday, which was a bright spot, but we've pitched better in the last two or three, and keeping them off the bases free, and catching the ball a little bit cleaner. So hopefully we're moving in the right direction, and we're going to have to as we move into this portion of our schedule, if you've looked at it.
Now, you have won two of your last three, and you mentioned the schedule. You have one of the toughest stretches I've seen. You have a 9-game road trip starting in going up to Lexington, Kentucky, and playing the Wildcats. When you look at how you construct the schedules, do you think that this type of tough schedule early on will make the team more prepared to tackle the A-Sun schedule?
Absolutely. That's why we do it. And people don't really recognize, that Ohio had a really good team. Xavier played in the finals of Vanderbilt's regional last year. And then you go into Kentucky and Alabama and to Louisville and where we're headed. Everything just gets you prepared. And last year, unfortunately, we dropped 11 in a row. We went to Auburn and Mississippi State and had some real hurdles to get over. But I think the challenges of playing, the better teams, I think probably put us in a good position, at the end, resiliency wise, when we had to overcome some adversity in the conference tournament last year, and just put us in a good spot that, hey, I shouldn't say put us in a good spot. It just lets you know where you stand when you're playing the best of the best. And, going in to play Kentucky, obviously, they had a really good season last year and ranked in top 25 this year. So, like I say, you got your work cut out for you every week, but when when other people have recognized that, teams like Kentucky and Alabama are playing in the top 20, top 25, then you've got your work cut out. But that's what we signed up for. We'll hopefully we'll come out of it. We'll come out of it again better for it.
Now, like I mentioned, you have won two of your last three. Could you see in the last three games the confidence of the team starting to build and kind of get to where you want them to be this early in the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think with every game, it's a learning experience with every game. And, I think, when you go into the season, you don't think that there's going to be, we're not going to give them free passes. We're going to catch every ball, and we're going to hit a double or a homer every time we step to the plate. That's what everybody goes into the season thinking, because they have prepared, our team has prepared as much as anybody in the country. We all have prepared. So when you get to that point and you don't do what you think you're supposed to do, it's a little bit frustrating, but this game is really hard. But yes, I do see us moving in that direction. We've got a really deep team this year, position player wise and on the mound. We're deep, and we're trying to get a lot of people in the game, and it's trying to get some guys to see where our best lineup's going to be, once we get ready for conference play. But to answer your question, absolutely, I think we're playing, we're moving in the right direction.
One thing I noticed in watching a couple of games early on is that the team is running a lot more early. Has that been part of the plan, or just the situation dictate the fact that if the base is there, take it?
Yeah, we've got a system where, we give them the time and score of the game and the situation and, your speed and, all the variables that go into it, the pitcher's time to the plate, how catcher throws the ball. There's a lot of variables that go into it, and they have that option to get those bags when they can, knowing the time and score of the game. But when you play from behind, sometimes that's harder to get that running game going as much as we would like to. But I think when we get in those situations, we can run a little bit. We have I think to this date we got 15. We're 15 out of 18 on stolen bases in 8 games. So hopefully we can get two or three bags a game, and I think that puts our offense in a better spot. So yes, they all have parameters on what they can and can't do, and whether I tell them to do it or not, they know when they can and when they can't. So it's kind of a freedom to play.
Back from commercial, we're going to dive into a little more of the team and kind of where you see certain players and kind of the team going into a sun after you come back from the long road trip. But that's after a quick break. You are listening to the Ad Drop podcast on the FPC Radio Network. We are back with the Ad Drop podcast, Terrence Biggs, Lipscomb University head baseball coach, Jeff Forehand. Coach, one of the players I look at and I want to discuss is Trace Wilhoit. He seems a little more selective this year, where the ball is jumping off the bat, and he seems to be able to take a few more pitches. Being such a veteran on this team, have you seen that early? And what have you seen a difference in Trace's game as far as seasons past?
Well, I think just maturity. I think experience, from playing so much, and he's a really smart, cerebral player, with that has done, all the preparation, and he's got the physical skills to be a great hitter. But then you got to put that with the mental maturity and the how he's going to get pitched and what he's looking for and how he handles that. And I think, the older that players get, they mature as a hitter and understand, the hitting of their hitting philosophy and then their approach to each pitcher. And I think Trace really understands that. And, because he is going to get pitched as tough as anybody on our team, because he is, he's an RBI and a run producing guy. So he's had to adapt on how they're pitching him, and they do pitch him hard, but he is being, to answer your question, I think he is being a little more selective. He had a big homer, hit a home run on Tuesday night that was a really, really good swing. So hopefully he can build on that. But yeah, mature hitter, and when he comes up there, we all feel like he's going to do some damage every time he comes up.
One of the byproducts of being so aggressive early in the base paths is the fact that you only grounded into two double plays. When you look at that, when you look at playing the small ball aspect of the game, and especially in this era of a lot of young players want to hit home runs, how has that been to be able to teach that those concepts to your players?
The plan A is to bang it up against the fence. That's whatever. Hit some doubles and homers and everybody squaring it up. But most of the time the game's played in plan B, and plan B is that short game, and some of the things that we talk through with the hit and run game and the stolen base game, and working on getting dirt balls and all the things to move up bases and to obtain those free 90 feet bags. And I think we train that a lot. We all want to go into the game with the first plan is we're just going to square up the ball, hit it hard today. And but when we get to the point where we have to do some short game stuff, we had a really good couple of plays on Saturday, some short game offense that turned into some pushing us into some big innings. And I want them to understand that even though we're playing short game, we're not necessarily just playing for one run in that inning. So hopefully the short game can pressure the other team into, like I said earlier, giving some bags away, giving some runs away, because we're putting a little pressure on them. So yeah, we got to be able to do both. But like I said, most of the time it's played in that plan B.
Since we talked last, you have added Coach Ross Steele as an assistant. What does Coach Steele bring to the team?
He brings head coaching experience. He's been an assistant coach around, just everywhere around the country, and just well known. known, well respected. So we're excited to have him. Good recruiter, good offensive mind. Running our hitters, and just as a veteran guy that we were fortunate to be able to get after we lost Adam Wise back to his alma mater at Campbell. Fortunate to be able to pick him up, and then same with our pitching guy when Matt Myers decided to go into pro ball last year, we were able to pick up Zig was with us as the player development guy, and it was an easy transition to push him into match role as well. So excited about where the staff is. We picked up Tyler Drabik, used to play here with us as the director of player development. We got Todd Yost that also worked for the outfielders and the hitters. And then most everybody knows Brian Ryman, who's been with us for 18 years, and he's best of the best in the operations side of things and does a little bit of all of it. So we got a great staff, fun to work with, people that all have the same mindset.
One of the players early that has caught my eye, you have a team full of veteran pitchers, as you mentioned, is a freshman, Adam Switalski, where he, not the biggest guy, but he's hyper competitive and he doesn't back down. One thing I noticed that to this point, he hasn't walked anybody and he will come after hitters. Are you surprised to see Adam's early season success?
A little bit. I don't want to say that I wasn't expecting it because we recruited him because he was a good player. But as veteran as our team is, for him to get some opportunities early is a little surprising. But he has definitely shown us that he can help us and do some things. And he's going to hopefully, if he continues on, his role will continue to increase. And but like I say, I don't want to sound excited, but I wasn't expecting that, but. We really were hoping to pace him as he's coming back off of an injury, and he's just really worked hard to get back, and his success is all warranted because of how hard he's worked, and I'm just excited to see him get an opportunity and then have some success in there. So especially on a veteran staff.
Speaking of, you have a veteran in Michael Dunkelberger, the senior. When you look at him and you look at his fact that it's the pinpoint control, it's the only one walk. Has the team, especially you, have emphasized more control in the offseason because it seems like it is paying off?
Yeah, he, Dunk gives us an experienced, solid start on Sunday. We feel like he's got the game in control. And just goes out there and just gives us a chance to win when he, puts up four or five, especially early, 4 or 5 innings. And hopefully, as the season moves on, he'll be able to, take us even deeper into the games. But he locates the ball, throwing three pitches for strikes, and just a veteran presence out there that, around the block and knows the landscape a little bit. So excited about that and where he is. And same thing with Brewer, Alex Brewer. He's a veteran, been around the block. He hadn't had the success yet that Dunk has had, but he has kept us in some games on Friday, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
Do you see the A Sun being even more competitive this season?
Always. I mean, I anticipate it being more and more competitive. I mean, we lost two good teams this year, but it's always competitive and always a something that whether you plug any other team in, or plug a team from the SEC into the Atlantic Sun, they're gonna have a hard time winning the league. I mean, it is that competitive. But I feel like that every team's got an ace, and every team's got some guys that can really bang it up against the wall. And so again, you just really never know. You put all those preseason out, picks out there, and they picked us first, and that's just probably because of where we left off last year. And those polls, those sometimes you can throw them out with the trash, and you got to see how it's going to work out this year. But I'm excited about where we are, and excited about playing some good competition inside the league. And like we said earlier, man, getting these Power Five games. We got 8 out of our next 10 are against Power Five, so hopefully it gets us set up for conference play starting here in a couple of weeks.
Last question. You know, I'm going to end up with a food question. When was the last good meal you had out and what was on that plate?
Oh wow, man, I'm such an old guy. I don't go out ever. We went down to ML Rolls down there on right over there off of Franklin Road and what is that? 12th Avenue, 8th Avenue, I guess. And it's a good burger over there. So that was a good place to head out.
Always. He is the head baseball coach at Lipscomb University. Jeff Forehand, coach, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the AdDrop Podcast.
Thanks, my friend. Talk to you soon.